بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The difference between an ordinary person and an extraordinary person is that they can spot an opportunity and seize that opportunity with both hands. We see businesses finding a gap, finding an opportunity and seizing that opportunity and making millions and billions. But for us Muslims, we should look to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the days, during the nights of Ramadan has given us so many opportunities to get closer to Him, so many opportunities of mercy, so many opportunities of forgiveness and so many opportunities of seeking and attaining the protection from the fire of hell. So Ramadan is full of opportunity. And as we are in the final few days of Ramadan, final few nights of Ramadan, it's important for us to find these opportunities, seek these opportunities and seize these opportunities with both hands, especially actively looking for the night of Laylatul Qadr. And this is a night which begins from Maghrib and it goes all the way on to Fajr. A night which is far better than 1,000 months worth of worship, more than 83 years of worship which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A night wherein if you gave £1, that is more valuable, more better than you donating that same £1 for 30,000 days. So this is the night of opportunity, a golden opportunity given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for some people it may be the 21st, for others it may be the 23rd or the 25th or the 27th or the 29th. But the point is, you need to seek that opportunity and you need to seize that opportunity. This is the night of guidance, the night of mercy, the night of abundant blessing, the night of peace and rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the night حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am the king, who is there to supplicate to me so that I may answer him? Who is there to ask me so that I can give him? Who is there asking me to forgive him so that I can forgive him? So seek whatever you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but find that opportunity in the night of Laylatul Qadr and do that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was taught by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-afu, and He will erase your sins. He will wipe out your sins in such a way that no trace remains in your book of records. Even you will forget about those sins, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know about those particular sins. So this is a night wherein we need to exercise extra effort and extra sadaqah and khayrat and extra dua and extra ibadah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take this opportunity that has been scattered in the final odd days of Ramadan and seek this opportunity and seize that opportunity and make sure that you illuminate your heart, you illuminate your soul, you illuminate your life and you illuminate your home and seek the mercy and the rahmah and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night of Laylatul Qadr enable us all to give more in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, because that £1 or £10 or £100 that we give will be multiplied by thousands and thousands, the equivalent to 83 years of you giving and donating in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that donation being accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. So donate as much as you can during this night, pray as much as you can in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deliberately placed this opportunity for you to get closer to Him, for you to be forgiven, and for you to be under the banner of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to seek the night of Laylatul Qadr and to maximize the night of Laylatul Qadr. Jazakumullahu khairan.